The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you'd like to talk about. As long as it's your health, and you're not asking questions about drugs or surgery. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Actually, we'll answer any question that you have. You know, you've tried all kinds of things when it comes to your health problems, and sometimes you just kind of go down a bad end and don't come up with anything that really works. Well, that's why we do this program, because truly you are in control, and we want to make sure that you have all the opportunities, all the options to make decisions. There's a advertising guy years ago that used to say, you know, our best consumers are ones who are more informed, and that's what we want about you. We want to make sure that you're very informed. I have an interesting program today with somebody who I have a tremendous amount of admiration and respect for, and a topic that's up until probably about a week ago, I was not really up to speed on completely. I am now. But we're going to talk about it because it's really interesting, and it can change a lot of different things about you. You know, have you ever gone on television and you saw somebody like about a year ago, year and a half ago, and it could be a personality of some sort, either a politician or an actress or an actor and so forth, and all of a sudden they look dramatically different. It's like their whole facial structure is changed completely. And they say, well, I have not had cosmetic surgery. Well, guess what? I think I found the reason for that. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. Welcome, Dr. Mike.
Thank you. I'm always honored to be on your show.
It's fun. You know, I have tremendous admiration. You're an expert in neuromuscular dentistry. And that's what we're going to talk about today is something in that line. It's like, this is crazy, but it answers a lot of questions. And I'm going to let you segue into it. And we're going to talk about this anterior growth guidance appliance. And it's like, oh my God, you know, people who have had, you know, their faces, they have retruded jaws, they have shortened lower mandibles, they have facial compression, as it looks like. And for many, many reasons, we can get into that a little bit as we go through, but all of a sudden that's changeable without surgery. Dr. Mike, walk us through this. What are we talking about? This AGGA thing?
Sure. Up until now, you know, there are certain types of abnormal bites of the jaw that require surgery. But now, with growth guidance appliances, what we call growth guidance orthodontics, we can do a lot of corrective jaw alignment without surgery. It can fix bite issues of underdeveloped jaw, overbites, TMJ pain, facial pain, migraines, even sleep apnea, decreased airway volume can be increased, premature facial aging. So many, many benefits.
Wow.
Without surgery.
Wow. Without a knife.
That's correct.
That's crazy. You know, you're thinking about all these things. I see them in the office, you know, on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, people want to hide how they look and so forth. And it seems to, over time, you see somebody who even started out as a younger person, you know, looking great, doing well and so forth. And then their facial configuration changes abruptly and dramatically over the years where it looks like somebody beat them, you know, and just kind of smashed their face and mouth breathers, right?
Correct.
And so we can go back. Let's talk a little bit about this. Here you have this patient that walks in and, you know, you're noticing it from a dental point of view that there's a lot of problems with the temporomandibular joint, perhaps headaches, perhaps breathing problems. They breathe through their mouth instead of through their nose. They have problems with tongue, thrusting and so forth, pushing the teeth forward. All those things are abnormal. But now, we're back in the day, you're looking at surgical intervention, not necessary anymore. So let's talk about what really is. Let's talk about what happens, and then we'll kind of move through the maze. What happens with this? You pick a patient, you want to change their whole facial structure, really, and you know the pictures are astounding. But you're not going to use a knife. You're going to use an appliance. What's this thing? Let's talk about it.
Sure. You know, one of the things we can talk about is why these patients develop abnormal jaws. Because if they have no symptoms and no problems and they're happy with their faith, there's no reason to intervene. But once we delve into these patients' history, we're starting to figure out that they have, you know, multitude of symptoms that they didn't realize that it was related to a malpositioned jaw. What happens is if you're not breathing through your nose, then you're not getting proper amount of nitric oxide, which is a signaling molecule in the cardiovascular system, so you will never have a proper amount of oxygenation of your body, and it forces you to have a forward head posture to try to get air in because your jaw is retruded. So there are many, many problems that can arise from a malpositioned jaw. So how we can fix that is using a appliance that we use to attach to the molars and use a spring mechanism that also attaches to the back of your palate and slowly signal the body to build bone. And most of the bone deposition is happening behind this upper jaw molars in the tuberosity area, which is there between there and the pterygoid plate, which we don't really need to worry about the little details. But main thing is that you're getting mid-face growth. You're not just getting your teeth to move forward like traditional braces, but we're actually growing the mid part of the face. And you'll even get higher cheekbones to boot to add to facial beauty.
You know, if you go to Dr. Mike's webpage, which is Soft Touch Dental Care, it's with one T, by the way, and click through, you'll see a lot of this information on there. And Dr. Mike's out of Oakton, Virginia, on 123 Chainbridge Road. Go in and check it out and go down and check out the before and afters on some of these things that have taken place. You know, we were talking about on the way up to the studio, the growth potential. And here you are, you have an adult, right? You don't expect this adult to be able to reform bone, but there's something called Wolf's Law, you know, that we've looked at for years, and the bone is, once stress is applied, either in diminution, shortening it, or elongation, if you stretch it, the bone will grow. Both adults and children. But when you think of an adult bone growing, you say, how does this happen? You know, they're supposed to be breaking down and retruding. But in fact, that's what you're getting, correct? You're getting actually elongation, expansion of the facial bones themselves.
Yes. I mean, the traditional concept for hundreds of years was that once the child has fully developed in their late teens, that we no longer can really fix those jaw problems without doing the surgery. But if that was the truth, then when you break a bone in other parts of your body, it should not heal. But you're actually getting more bone healing. Or if you're playing or you're exercising a lot in one arm and not the other, that arm will get bigger. So they will grow till you're over 100, till the day you die. So we have appliances that has been proven to be able to help grow to your epigenetic potential so that you can have a nice corrective jaw without surgery.
My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, a brilliant neuromuscular dentist out of Oakton, Virginia. We're talking about anterior growth guidance appliance. And if you look it up, you can look up AGGA, you can look up FAGGA, you can RAGGA. There's several ways of going after this thing. And, you know, let's talk about how this all came about. Where was the initiation of this thing? Who was the genius that came up with it?
Well, the original concept was developed by Dr. Enlo, who was not a dentist, but he's the one who wrote the whole book on essentials of craniofacial growth. For whatever reason, it never really entered into the orthodontic community. And there was Dr. Mew in England back in the 60s that was doing this type of orthodontics for facial beauty, and he realized that this was improving all these other things, such as being able to breathe, proper lip posture and tongue posture, and getting a straighter spine and neck angulations, and all these benefits. So There are many guys that we can thank for, but it's finally starting to become more aware, although it is not widespread in the dental community yet.
You know, there's so many patients that I see that walk into our practice that have all kinds of structural aberrations, obviously from spinal curvatures to chronic pain patterns to the inability to grow, and they should, their genetic map says they should be longer, taller, better, stronger, and they don't do that. And we know that, and we touched a little bit about it, the epigenetic influences, meaning your environmental impact on all of these things. And, you know, there's a book that we mentioned and talked about, you know, people who have come from other areas of the world where, you know, as adults, actually, you know, probably 18, 19-year-old, early 20s, they came to this country, or one of the siblings came, one stayed there. The configuration of the face is dramatically different in the one who came to Western society composed the one who was there. And you had some interesting insights, which parallels a lot of things. So let's talk about that, because those are, some of these are triggering mechanisms. Why does this happen? And I want to get into that a little bit more in the second half of the program. We're going to talk about the different phases of going through this AGGA and what it means and, you know, what people can anticipate and so forth. But, you know, let's walk through that
sure.
Piece as a second.
Let's talk about why do we have these problems. Why do we develop a retruded jaw in the first place? Well, as an infant, we were all born to breastfeed from the mother. And you should be able to suckle on the nipple with your tongue on the roof of your mouth and still be able to breathe through your nose. So that's training the baby at an early age to stimulate the growth of their upper jaw. And for some reason, if they're not breastfed or they grew up as a little kid with their nasal passages all blocked from allergies of some sort, now their tongue is not in the correct position. And tongue is what's needed on the palate to stimulate the growth. And the cheeks muscles on the outside is what's going to prevent it from overgrowing. So in order for them to grow to their full genetic potential, the tongue must be on the roof of the mouth. Lips need to be sealed and be breathing through their nose. So if somehow genetic, environmentally during growth, whether it be allergies to the air, pollution, or to some food substances or any form of allergies that prevents them from proper breathing through their nose, is going to cause some abnormality that prevents their full genetic potential growth.
You know, that's so right on. It's amazing that as a society, as we're moving forward, we're trying to detach ourselves from bonding with that child. Mothers want to go back to work so they don't breastfeed, or they're pushed away by the thought of breastfeeding. And the truth of it is, we were designed to do that, and that was specific for a lot of reasons. One, the nutrition that comes from mom to the baby is so critical in bringing up the immune processes. The stimulatory effect of the breathing mechanism and the cranial plates are like that. And I'll give you a little secret before we have to go to a break. Years ago, we were very well aware of a lot of these kids and failure to thrive, not growing, and so forth. And they were older. They were 3-4 years old. We actually had them go out and buy a Nook. Remember what those are about?
Yes, absolutely.
And had these older kids suck on this stupid Nook, but it would change it and it would make a difference. We're going to touch back on that Nook silliness in just a second, but we're coming up to a break. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, amazing, brilliant neuromuscular dentist from Oakton, Virginia. We'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I'm in studio. It's gorgeous outside. What a beautiful day today. Make sure you get out, go for a walk after the program, of course, or if you can listen to us while you're out there. But go enjoy the day. It's really, really pretty. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. We're setting upon an interesting program today, one that I have to admit until just a short while ago I didn't know all about. And obviously I did my homework, because in studio with me, Dr. Michael Chung, who is a brilliant neuromuscular dentist out of Oakton, Virginia. Dr. Mike is a proprietor and runs Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton. And we're talking about something really amazing, anterior growth guidance appliance. You know, have you ever looked at somebody and they've suddenly changed, their whole facial structure's changed, and they swear to you that they didn't have surgery, they didn't have a cosmetic anything done? this is without extracting teeth. This is without doing any kind of surgical intervention, without any cutting, without any potions, nothing. And people's facial outcomes, configurations change amazingly. Dr. Mike, welcome again. Let's talk a little bit about this whole thing. We have a short segment. We said that this is very appropriate, not only for cosmetic work, but it allows people who are mouth breathers to breathe. It helps dramatically with sleep apnea condition. You said earlier that oxygen increase utilization from 50% up to several hundred percentages, and having to get away from those stupid CPAPs and so forth. This is amazing technology. Let's go back and talk about it a little bit again. You're talking about a doctor who is not a dentist that created this thing. What was the insight? Why do you know the history behind it and how they kind of worked around and say, hey, you know, we need to do something with these appliances to do this?
Well, you know, I think Dr. Glella is one of the U.S. dentists that has been doing this for years. And I think at first he did this for facial beauty. He was doing a lot of people mid-face development for higher cheekbones and proper lip posture and fuller lips. And then he realized that this was not only helping them facial beauty-wise, but it was also opening up their airway. It was starting to get rid of their headaches. It was starting to release the pressure of retreated jaw and TMJ problems. So he was seeing many, many benefits. So, recently, LVI, as you know, is
Las Vegas Institute.
Yes, Advanced Dental Institute. They've actually, come to full terms with this and is teaching this now. So hopefully it will be out there more for mainstream, and I have no doubt this will be the future of orthodontics.
Incredible. We have a couple minutes. Let's go to the phones. Barbara, thank you for calling. How can we help you?
Okay. The disc between my skull and jaw is displaced. The disc is to the side. I have jaw popping, pain in jaw, cannot open my jaw wide without pain and discomfort and popping. What can I do to alleviate the problem that's minimal and does not require any sort of surgery?
Well,
sure. I most likely you can get that corrected without surgery, and this is right up the alley of what we're talking about.
I'm having a bit of a time hearing you.
Yes.
Turn your radio down and just listen in your phone.
I don't have the radio on right now.
Okay, well, we'll do the best.
Okay, so basically you have a structural issue, and most likely it is caused by your occlusion, the way your upper and lower jaw is coming together and the way your bite is, and it's putting a lot of pressure on one side of your TMJ joint, which has pushed the disc out of position. And the reason you can't open very wide is because the muscles are probably very tight on that side, and they need to be loosened. They're over, basically adapting to your bad bite, and they're very tense. So, yes, there is a way to fix that non-surgically.
This is a kind of a situation that Dr. Mike in our practice will work on. Often we send him cases like this where you're losing that disc space in between the temporomandibular joint and its hinge on the skull. And it can go laterally, it can slip forward. And you have to balance structure, and then we refer to Dr. Mike to be able to stabilize that position, and it can effectively and permanently resolve itself. But hopefully, Barbara, that makes sense to you. And, if you need to have some more information, please call Dr. Mike at his office in Oakton, and he'll be more than happy to speak with you. But this is something that can be done, and it can be reversed completely with the right approach. And you don't want to mess with this, because over a period of time, it's going to have a direct impact on how the 22 bones of your skull move. And they pump spinal fluid, and they stabilize all kinds of neurological pathways within your body. So give him a call, and he will happily do a courtesy consultation for you. We're coming up to a break halfway through the program. This is really exciting. We're going to talk about some very specific applications when we come back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. I'd love to talk about anything you have on your mind. We have a very interesting program, to say the least, today. My guest in studio is Dr. Michael Chung, who is the owner of Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton, Virginia. But more importantly, he is an expert in neuromuscular dentistry and one that we have tremendous amount of confidence and faith in. We're talking about an area that up until recently was kind of new to me. And we're talking about an anterior growth guidance appliance. You know, what's the application? People across the board who have breathing problems, people who have sleep apnea conditions, people who have TMJ dysfunction, people who have instability, head, neck, and shoulder patterns, people who want to change their cosmetic look without doing surgery or any other applications, you know, without Botox and that nonsense. The results, the before and afters, are really mind-boggling. You know, when I say that I'm impressed, trust me, I was impressed. You go online, you can check it out from AGGA, FAGGA, RIAGGA. There's several ways you can look it up, but check it out. But more importantly, give Dr. Chung a call if you'd like to find out if you are the right fit for this procedure. He's located in Oakton, Virginia, right on Chainbridge Road, and his number is 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. Give him a call and tell him that you want to have a consultation, which Dr. Mike offers to all Rozelle Center patients and Dr. Tom Rozelle Live listeners as a courtesy, and you can make that decision just by talking to them. Great people to work with and talk, but got to get into this. This is like really interesting stuff. And, you know, we talked about Dr. Mike early on in the program that there's a lot of reasons why people don't form normal facial structures. And sometimes they start out at birth and it's all good. It's completely, you know, completely intact, and they look like they're going to have great bone structure and so forth. And then all of a sudden, particularly in today's world, we're seeing more and more diminutive representations and presentations of facial structure. Why?
Well, obviously the DNA code didn't all of a sudden change on that person or that child. Most likely, it's an environmental factor of some form of allergy in the air or something they're eating. Some form of allergy will cause mouth breathing, you know, which is a response to an airway obstruction. For young kids, it could be enlarged tonsils and adenoids or a deviated septum. We have cases where the kid seems like he's growing up perfectly. All of a sudden, at a certain age, they turn the wrong way. And then we figure out that, you know, they may have gotten a pet that they're allergic to, or they started something on their diet that they were allergic to, and they were not breathing properly through their nose, and they were mouth breathing.
So the membranes become swollen, and they can't breathe through that nose.
Correct, yeah. So it's an environmental factor that caused them to not reach their full genetic potential.
It's incredible. You know, we talked a little bit earlier, too, about in today's world specifically, nobody eats well anymore. And, I mean, that's a broad brush. Obviously, a lot of people do. But people are eating soft foods. They don't chew anymore. Nuts and seeds and heavy, hard things have gone out the window. Grabbing an old-fashioned carrot and just crunching on it, you know, all day long is not the thing they do. It's off soft stuff. So they don't exercise those jaws. They don't exercise the muscles of the skull.
Correct. I mean, if you look at pre-industrial age skulls that we study, you'll see hardly any, no one has narrow jaws and wisdom teeth taken out, or they just didn't have that. Their jaws grew to their full potential. All their teeth were in order, all 32 of them. Nowadays, no one has room all of a sudden for their wisdom teeth, and they're all getting extracted and surgically taken out, when in fact, if they had the proper appliances to grow their jaw to their full potential, there may be enough room for all their teeth to go in place.
Now, people don't chew at all anymore. You know, even people who are trying to be healthy. I don't have a problem with smoothies. You know, people, you know, they want to have their smoothie in the morning, but when you take that to an extreme, because you drink it, you're not chewing it.
That's right.
You know, you're not mixing it with saliva, and you should do that if nothing more than get some of that in your mouth, move your mouth around, you know, move your jaws, produce the saliva so you can digest it properly. But people aren't doing that. And then they grab a protein bar, or well, I'll grab another shake later on and I'll be fine. We've lost the capacity to exercise our genetics.
Correct. I mean, we talked about the importance of nipple suckling as a baby. But once they get out of that stage, now they need to be able to eat solid foods. We should not be giving these children grinded up, you know, syrupy foods, which they are not using any muscles to swallow or improperly swallowing. They should be given solid foods at that age, and they should be sucking on them using their chewing muscles, and their jaws will develop much better.
You know, it's so important that we realize how the body was designed and what it was for. Everybody, you know, there was a fight for years. Well, there's certain teeth structures that indicate that people need to have heavier nuts and grains in their diet. And there's certain tooth structures that say, well, they can be more of a carnivore. A lot of that is true to an extent. And then you take it to constitutional typing and blood typing and so forth. And there's an argument to be had for that. But at the end of the day, if you're not moving your jaws, if you're not exercising your jaws, you can have a problem. I'm going to throw one at you. And here's one that I go back and forth with patients all the time. I am crazy hell on people when they're gum chewing all the time. You know, not just to freshen their mouth and get rid of stuff, but people have a tendency to chew gum on one side. You know, they don't switch back
right.
and forth, right?
Right.
And, but also, here's the other piece, is that they're producing saliva with nothing in their stomach to digest. So the stomach is empty and so forth. But I want to get to the mechanics of that. So somebody who's a gum chewer, right? And they're constantly chewing gum. You know, they get rid of one, get stale, they put another one in there. Given the fact that they're generally only going to be one-sided in their chewing, won't that have a dramatic effect on jaw function and alignment and so forth when they come in to see you?
Yes, certainly that can cause TMJ problems, overdevelopment of muscles on one side. You know, that's specifically important, obviously, as a child when they're growing, but it will have effect on adults as well.
So, Dr. Mike, let me ask you a question. What's too young and what's too old to have this AGG evaluation appliance done?
It's sometimes just having this knowledge and being able to give proper education to the child. Myofunctional therapy alone could possibly prevent any intervention with an appliance or surgery. So it's important to pick this up early on, but if we had to do an appliance, it could be as early as 4 years old, or that could be 104 years old. It's never too late to fix the problem.
My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. He is the owner, the proprietor, and expert in neuromuscular dentistry at Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton, Virginia. Dr. Mike is amazing in his capacity to do the work that he does. Give him a call at 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. And see if this is something that you need to consider. You know, you've had problems over a period of years. Maybe you've had to put braces on a couple times and you don't know why your teeth are not stable. You know, we know that so many people that they have braces and you got to wear a retainer, then you have to do this and you have to do the other thing. Is this another option for those people, Dr. Mike?
Well, I would certainly encourage it if they're having issues or they're having problems and if their teeth are constantly moving and getting crowded, because ideally, if everything is in the proper place, that you would have a neuromuscular balance, meaning the cheeks and your lip muscles on the outside and your tongue muscles on the inside balancing each other so that you have a nice stable arch form, and your teeth will stay nice and straight and that you're breathing properly.
If you have any questions about your look or your teeth or your breathing pattern, here's an opportunity. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. I want to get into a little bit about the procedure with this. My understanding, Dr. Mike, is there's a couple phases of application, and they extend over a period of a year or so. What are they? What is somebody looking at that's going to get this done?
Sure. one of the first things that we're going to make sure is some form of myofunctional therapy, meaning that they have the three main things intact, which is lip seal, meaning their lips have to be closed unless they're talking or eating. Their tongue has to be on the roof of their mouth, sealing the palate, and breathing through their nose. Those three things are a must that's how we were designed to be, and it should stay that way for neuromuscular balance. Once we kind of have that straight, we'll put the patient in a growth guidance appliance. It's AGGA, anterior growth guidance appliance, and it's a small appliance that's not too intrusive, that has rings that fit around their molar and their premolar, and a small spring mechanism and a little piece that pushes on your front part of your palate. And we would engage that spring once a month. And normally for kids may only take 3 months. For adults, usually more for like 4 to 6 months.
So here's the question that a lot of listeners may have. Painful or not?
Well, you know, just like any orthodontic treatment, when you're starting to move things, the first day or two can be a little bit sore from movement, but we hear no more complaints after that.
So you start stretching any tissue, and there's going to be some irritation, some problems. There's a lot of things that can be done with that, even taking things, herbal preparations like arnica, which helps heal and decreases inflammatory responses. You know, we're not diagnosing or directing at this point, but there are many other ways of dumbing that down. Even acupuncture can help, making sure the structural piece, as you're starting to move this, the alignment of the spine is so important, because that can put a lot of tension in the neck as it's trying to find normal. And that's the problem. Let's go to the phones. Bobby, how can we help you?
Well, I have recently been diagnosed with sleep apnea. And the doctor said it was moderate, and I would be able to use a lower jaw device to, address the issue.
You're breaking up, Bobby. I think we lost her.
Are you there?
Bobby, try calling us back. We got enough of that call, but call us back and we'll talk. You know, so
sure.
Doc wants to put in a lower jaw device to help the sleep apnea problem. I know
yes.
That you do that all the time.
Yes. That will definitely can work for mild to moderate sleep apnea. It is basically when you're laying down to go to sleep, not enough air is getting through to your trachea, and it's usually because the jaw is retruded and it's obstructing the airway. So an appliance that can keep your jaw forward in the proper position, in the physiologic position, and keep it that way throughout the night can be all that you need, unless you want to structurally correct it and possibly not even need the appliance, then this anterior growth guidance appliance may be what you're looking for.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, none other than Dr. Michael Chung, expert in neuromuscular dentistry, and we're talking about something right up his bailiwick that even caught me by, oh my gosh, really, this stuff really works. We're talking about anterior growth guidance appliance, and it can change all kinds of things. We said earlier on in the program, you know, you see people a year ago or 6 months ago even, and suddenly they look starkly different. And they didn't have surgery. They didn't have anything done in that nature, but they had something done. I mean, it was obvious. And here's something that started out as a cosmetic application in a non-dental profession, and now moving into the dental profession with applications that are enormous. They're huge. And from, you know, really resolving a lot of problems. And Dr. Mike, even with the work that I do, and the things that we, you know, we see patients with chronic health problems. You know, we're talking about lifestyle here too. You know, we talked a little bit about epigenetic patterns and why these things occur. But to be able to reinstitute normal facial configuration and spinal fluid function, increase oxygenation, this is a huge, huge contribution to the world of health.
Yes. In fact, Hippocrates observed in the 5th century BC, that breathing is the balancing force in maintaining mental and physical health.
Absolutely. You know, and that's where all your meditation patterns come from. You know, in India, you know, there's a lot of different breathing patterns in yoga and so forth that optimize the energetic flow within the body. I've been to China several times, and the Taoist and a lot of the old monks, you know, if you ever watched the old Kung Fu movies, right? They emphasize breathing to move energetics and to move the body's pathways before anything else. If you don't breathe properly, nothing else works.
Correct. Correct. Well, as you know, you know, you can live days without food, but you can only live how long without air.
You know, one of my staff members years ago, we used to play around. She says, you know, you really can breathe through, you know, through your ears and your eyes. So let me show you. And she'd grab your nose and close your mouth, and you'd sit there turning purple. And she'd say, mm-hmm. And you'd almost believe it. But no, I think she was trying to hurt somebody. Not really. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. He is the owner, proprietor, and neuromuscular expert at Soft.Touch. Dental care in Oakton, Virginia. We're talking about anterior growth guidance appliance that can change so many things so dramatically. We're going to touch a little bit more about that when we come back. This is a very interesting post. It really has my attention as well, that I'm going to have to do a lot of work to try to get totally up to speed on it. We'll come up for a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. You listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. You know the time. This is your opportunity to ask the questions that nobody else will give you the answer to, right? We're always here at 888-630-9625, and when we're not here, you can go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com. Again, thank you for our men and women in service who find us and don't know how you do it again, but glad that you do, and hopefully that when we get back to you, there's an application that makes life better for you. Again, thank you for your service. We really appreciate it. Dr. Michael Chung has been my guest, and this guy is amazing in the things that he keeps up with. He is an ongoing, has an ongoing relationship with Las Vegas Institute, one of the premier dental study groups in the country, and he's now doing something called AGGA, Anterior Growth Guidance Appliance, and we've been talking about throughout the program. Dr. Mike, I know that any of our listeners and any of our patients at the Results Center, you'll happily do a courtesy consultation. All you got to do is call Dr. Mike at 703-319-6990. That's 703-319-6990. And mention the program. Tell them that you know, he was on here and you were interested and you want to, you know, just check it out and see what we can do. Dr. Mike, walk us through it again. We have a couple minutes, and exactly, you know, let's recap the applications of this thing and why it's so important and why it's such a great advance in dentistry.
Sure. It can fix so many problems that's been misdiagnosed out there. If they're having TMJ problems or they've been told they have migraine headaches and they're just given pills for the rest of their life, mouth breathing, narrow jaws, retruded jaws, misaligned teeth, all these things can be corrected to their full genetic potential. So it's not like we're going to develop the jaw and overdevelop it so that they look like a monster. It's going to just allow them to grow to their full potential, which was interrupted by environment at some time during their growth.
Well, the before and after pictures, again, are amazing. And you can go online, you can check this out, either Dr. Mike's website, which is softtouchdentalcare.com, and it's with one T, by the way, softtouchcare.com, and check that out, and but also go online and check it out on another AGGA and see some of the images. I mean, it's really profound. It's undeniable, really.
It can be life-changing,
It most certainly can, and based on what I'm seeing, you know, I think through, okay, what's the application? How do we do this? You know, we talk about migraine type of conditions, and a migraine by true definition is a vascular headache, and it has a lot to do with acupuncture channels and liver function and hormone degradation and so forth. And sometimes it has to do with the alignment of the spine and the vertebral nerve that goes through the spine. But other times it's that spinal fluid that is not moving the way it's supposed to. You know, we have a real quick minute, less than that, but I'm going to go fast. Diane, thank you for calling. I got to make it real quick. I don't have a lot of time.
Okay. I had an endoscopy recently. My gastroenterologist found a grade A reflux esophagitis, and he wants me to take a proton pump inhibitor. And I have heard that they're not very good
for you.
No,
they're not. I've got about 40 seconds. Let me answer it as quickly as I can. They are one of the worst things that you can do. You have to find out the cause. The diaphragm is usually not working properly, or you have all kinds of allergic reactions that are taking place. It will shut down, the PPIs will shut down your capacity to digest proteins, absorb certain nutrients, B12 levels, you become anemic and so forth. Those are facts. That's straight up. If we can help you, give us a call at the Result Center for Healing. Happy to help you with that. We're coming up to a break. My guest in studio has been Dr. Michael Chung. We'll be here next week. Love you all. Bye.